Yeah. Okay. So this is basically just a segment, a few series of visualizations of thin accretion disk around either both spinning or non-spinning black holes, viewed from different angles and by a different series of observers. Some are from static observers, and some are from observers that are falling in, either just falling in radially, or if you assume like take an element of disk gas, which is basically circling with a very small radial velocity, and that changes, you know, the aberrations and redshifts and such. This is, the movie itself is meant as much for sort of public lecture type stuff as for you guys. So, and I should say also that this is sort of a beta version in the sense that mainly because I computed this at 24 frames a second, and our visualization lab can only play it at 12 frames a second. So if it seems slow for at some times, that's the reason. But
can I ask, is it going to be available for public?
Sure. If you like it, I'll be happy to just tell me, and I'll give you a copy. Okay. So the first segment is just going to be sort of an overview of the geometry. We're going to have an observer sitting on the z-axis at 10m, looking down on this disk. And to add some visual variety so that you could track the distortions, I've added four hotspots, which rotate rigidly. And I also enhanced the temperature at the disk model is based on sort of an alpha disk. And I've enhanced the temperature at the inner edge just so you can see it better. This is, you can see the first two photon lensed images. So this is for Schwarzschild hole. And so now we're going to spin up the hole. And this is just tracking.
What are the different lenses out
there? The different sizes.
Yeah,
that's why. So you can track the phase as well as the. So you can see as you spin it up, the inner edge of the disk sort of catches up with the photon orbits, and so you can't see the lensed images anymore. And I guess, I mean, obviously the redshifts are a lot worse in the center, and then we just go back now. And you can see the photon orbit peeks through there, and so you can see the, if you look very closely, you can see the orbiting hotspots going around inside the lens one, and you can just sort of barely see the second ring in that case. So the next one, the next segment will start with, we'll still start up on the z-axis, and then we'll go down into the plane. And once we're in the plane, sort of a few degrees out of the plane, and then we'll spin up the hole, and so you can see that as well. This is the VCR, I think, not the tape. So, okay, now we spin up the hole, and so you'll see that the inner lens image will go away. You know, you can notice the hot spots; they get dim as you pass by. As soon as they start redshifting, if you look at the brightness, and you can see how they seem to pile up on the one edge and then zip over the backside. And you can still see the sort of the little hot spot there from the disk, but okay, and then we go back down to Schwarzschild. Okay, so then the next segment is We'll take a Schwarzschild hole. We'll start it like just out of the plane at about 8M, and then we'll be slowly drifting in towards the hole. And then what'll happen is, so the observer is static in that at each radius, the observer is not moving. So it's sort of a sequence of static observers looking at the view. And so we'll drift in, stop at the photon radius at 3M, then we'll switch from, this is the front view, we'll switch to the back view, since the front view you don't see anything after a while. And as you drift towards the horizon, then you'll just see this small disk image going away. Okay, so now we're going to pan back around to the back. So so you can see this line here is right at the photon radius where you see the backside of the disk in a 360-degree ant line. And so now we keep falling in. And at this point, pretty soon, the whole sky is going to be in this little volume in the center. And you can see it's getting very blue shifted because the observer is static while the photons are just falling in. And so that's, yeah. And so I stop, you know, just before the point of no return, and then I just end up here since it's sort of interesting to see the lensed images and the distortion of the spots going around. Okay, so now we go with the observers that are falling into the hole, and so there's three more segments. The first one is, so the next two are basically the same, except the difference is whether you use proper time or coordinate time to sample the frames. So this is
radially mean zero minute.
Yeah, because this is a spinning hole. So here in proper time, which is this one, basically what you see is that you spend most of your time far from the hole, and when you get near the horizon, you just go right through. That's what you see in proper time. I guess once you get inside the photon, so I stop this actually just outside the horizon and sort of hold the view there. Visually, it's interesting once you pass the inner edge of the disk and then get near the photon orbit. What's that?
A in this case.
998. So I mean, if you see where it looked like the disk parted, that was sort of when you went past the inner edge of the disk, but. Okay, now the next one is just in sampling coordinate time, so it's the same segment of orbit, but the clock is from the distant observers, and so what you see then is that things slow down as you get to the hole, and it sort of stops there. So you approach the hole quickly, but
so this is what shows up on CNN. It's really
amazing. Yeah, so you can see it. You appear to be approaching much more quickly, and then you start going nowhere. So once you go past the image of the disk, then you can see the lensed image from the underside. And I call this the Pac-Man's revenge because it looks like there's a Pac-Man to the hole, sort of eating the disk gas. And so, I mean, you notice we're still going in, but. Right. Okay, so now the last segment now is for a slow in spiral, like for disk gas material. This is the proper time. And I haven't done in detail some of the, trying to map out some of the trajectories for the final when you get towards the end, but I guess the view is pretty bizarre for this one at the very end. Now the total, this is basically just strobing because the total coordinate time is much longer since we're going in very slowly.
Why do you call it the massive black hole?
Oh, that's partly for the PR aspect for the public part. I mean, it's totally scale free, so it.
With human beings, you can survive this.
Yeah, but I mean, if you ask how big a hole do you need for the VCR time to be in, I mean, for the time to be in seconds, it's of order 10 to the 5, 10 to the 6, so.
Then we want to know the differential acceleration.
Okay. So, I mean, this is. So that you can see that the hot spots are going quickly around there, but this is sort of the first few lensed images that you're seeing. And I guess I didn't mention that in the last view, the window view was sort of an all-around, sort of the IMAX view, I call it, because the edges were what you saw behind you. And so you could see sort of the first lensed images from that. But, okay.